Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And here we are. It is high school football season. I have been chomping at the bit for months to get back in the studio. And finally, Friday nights has rolled upon us.
Yes, Friday nights are here. And I just want to remind the listeners that you picked Long County Blue Tide as your number one team in your power rankings last week. By the way, and you're not getting off with that. 17-0, one quarter of action against Brunswick High last week. There you go.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by
the Long County Blue Tide. Go ahead.
It's not brought to you by the Long County Blue Tide. It's brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Parker's. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. And by the way, Kip, there will be a new number one team today in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Really?
Yes.
Really? After that debacle from last week?
Well, for those of you that missed it, I did have – and again, these are preseason polls, right? Like, I really won't be able to rank any teams with any substantiation until next week.
Long County, number one in a preseason poll.
Long County played two scrimmage games. They won them both. I don't know what else you want me to say. And won them both pretty convincingly.
Well, they got convincingly beat last Friday night in Darien, so there you go. Man, I'm not cutting you any slack this year on these bogus rankings, man. It's you're in the crosshairs, dude. From day one, here we go. You throw it out there, and I'm going in full attack mode on you.
Well, you do whatever it is you feel you need to do. There are lots of other games to talk about. Glenn Academy at Statesboro up at Womack Field. I've been real high on Statesboro all season, or off season rather, and I've been picking Statesboro to win this game, and then they went to Metter last week, played one of those scrimmage games, and again, Metter's really good, but Metter's a single-A team. Statesboro's a 5A squad. Metter won that football game in the varsity part. Granted, it's a scrimmage. I'm not so sure that Metter's going to win this game now.
That Statesboro's not going to win this game, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I'm taking Glenn Academy tomorrow against the Statesboro Blue Devils. At Womack Field. Statesboro came here last year against Glenn and got beaten pretty bad. So that's how I'm arriving at that prediction so far to start the season. It was an ugly game here last year when Glenn beat Statesboro. Granted, we're talking about new seasons and new teams and, you know, new starting lineups, but it wouldn't surprise me if Statesboro won the game, but Glenn hasn't looked good in the preseason. But I'll take Rocky Hidalgo in an evenly matched game against anybody.
Well, I'm actually jumping on that bus with you because I had been taking Statesboro, but now, you know, I don't know. Let's talk about a couple of other games, some mentionable games, because we got games all over the place, obviously, in week one. Brookwood and Frederica, they play tonight. North Miami will play in their version of the Border Wars over in Valdosta. North Miami will play Valdosta at the Concrete Jungle over in Lowndes. Tift area at Bullock, Liberty at Southeast. Bullock, of course, that game played Thursday night. Coffee at Tift, Ware at Appling, Metter at Swainsboro, Effingham at Richmond Hill. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets take the short trip to Hinesville Charlton at Jeff Davis, maybe the game of the week, probably the game of the week. Lee County at Warner Robins.
That should be a good one.
Yeah. Irwin at Fitzgerald, Cairo at Thomas County Central, and then tomorrow you're going to see American Heritage at Lowndes and Colquitt play Deerfield again, and that Georgia-Florida thing they're doing over there in Valdosta at the Concrete Jungle, in, which is Lowndes' home stadium.
Some games of interest in the local area. Give me Camden over Columbia. I'll take Frederica against Brookwood right out the gate.
You'll take Frederica? What?
I'm going to take Frederica against Brookwood. I'll take Frederica to win that game. I'll take Camden over Columbia.
So you're just picking games.
I'm trying to pick games that are in the close proximity of where we're broadcasting right now, which is in the coastal Georgia area. But we can pick them all if you want to go down the list real quick. I got my picks selected.
Oh, I didn't know we were picking games.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. You come back after something comes up, somebody wins, and you say, well, I told you that was going to happen all along. I have my picks circled. I'm not like you. I'm prepared for this show. I'm prepared to give you a prediction.
I've been in this studio for 2 hours. He walked in here 10 minutes.
I came in here prepared.
10 minutes
I got
ago
I got
he's ready
picks.
To go. He's prepared.
I have picks made. I have teams circled. I'm not like you. I'm not going to jump on bandwagons after an outcome comes. I'm going to tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose.
Well, because I haven't had adequate time to do the appropriate research to determine which team.
But you're going to come up with a rankings segment in the next segment.
Because I've done research on that. You're just okay. Asking me to throw my ring in the hat blindly about who's going to. And there are some really good games on this docket. Okay. As a professional
pick one
sportscaster, I would really need to do research.
Pick one and let's talk about it. Bullock Academy, Southeast Bullock, and Liberty County. I've actually got both teams circled in that game.
Only one can win.
I know. So when all else fails, go with the home team. I'll take Southeast Bullock in that game.
That's a tough one for me. I feel like Southeast Bullock is a, you know, I have said this for years, they were an up-and-coming program. They did lose a lot from last year. I'm not really sure what Liberty – I know Liberty has got some talent coming back. I don't know how good offensively Liberty is going to be is the point I'm trying to make. Flip a coin.
Southeast Bullock. Tift area at Bullock Academy. That's going to be a good game. Probably a playoff matchup, possibly down the road. Give me the Bullock Academy Gators in that one. At home.
Okay.
See, I'm picking games. I'm not sitting here talking about, oh, well, flip a coin. I'm making picks.
Okay, well, I'll give you a pick. Jenkins at Benedictine. I'll take Benedictine.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
You asked me to make a pick. That's what I did.
I'll take Benedictine, too, by 47 points.
Effingham at Richmond Hill, another good one.
I'll take the Richmond Hill Wildcats at home.
I like Effingham. Effingham's a really good team, but Don't be shocked if Richmond Hill wins that football game.
Well, there you go. I picked the winner. You're saying don't be shocked. There you go.
I think Richmond Hill could win the game. I think Effingham could win the game.
Okay. I'm picking Lee County over Warner Robins.
Warner Robins going for three straight, brother.
They've lost a lot off that team last year. Lee County seems to just reload every year. They on the road, but I'm picking Lee to beat Warner Robins.
You know what? I'm actually going to go with you on this. I'm taking Lee.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. It is here, the official kickoff of high school football, and here are some games around the area that we should all pay attention to. The Statesboro Blue Devils will host the Glen Academy Red Terriers at Womack Field. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Hinesville to take on the Bradwell Tigers. The Bullock Academy Gators will host another GISA power in the Tift Area Panthers. The Ware County Gators will head over to Jimmy Swain Stadium in Baxley to take on the Appling County Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. So it looks like Fernando Tatis has been training with Barry Bonds. Joe Flacco has come to save the Jets. Of course Lamar Jackson should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, just like Michael Vick was. We all know how great that turned out. Vaughn Grissom, MVP. Alabama is preseason number one. Shocker. The Big Ten just inked a $7 billion TV rights deal because everyone loves an Illinois-Purdue game at noon. LeBron just signed a two-year extension with the Lakers worth almost $100 million. He will be 50 when it ends. Remember 3 years ago when I told you that college football would break away from the NCAA? I'm not the type to say I told you so, but guess who is buying dinner tonight? Michael Harris. House of the Dragon looks amazing. Holy bleeping awesome sauce, The Sandman on Netflix. Another Lord of the Rings. Why? And these are my thoughts.
I noticed when we came back from break, you were playing the Top Gun song. Box office bonanza. Over $1 billion in revenue. 1.2, 1.3 billion. You said nobody would go watch it. Just a few months ago, by the way. What? Since you want to remind people of stuff, I just want to remind you of that little tidbit.
What I recall saying,
yes,
was that the movie would do well in a certain age demographic, and it has.
Apparently, it has done well over any age demographic.
So what I said was not inaccurate whatsoever.
Yeah.
I okay. said it would do well at a certain age demographic, and it has been barnbusters in that age demographic, which I said it would.
Manti Te'o. Remember linebacker Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Watch that documentary on Netflix. It will blow your mind.
Okay. I haven't seen it, but you know what time it is right now?
Yes.
It is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And boy. So here we go. And, you know, I've got a lot of new entries. We had some scrimmage games.
New entries.
A second
nice.
Week. And so, you know, this list has kind of started to take some shape now.
New entries. All of South Georgia, by the way, from Macon South. Anybody, if you're south of Macon on the map, you can be included in this poll.
I actually changed the parameters.
Oh.
The parameters are if you are around I-16 or south, and if you are around I-75 or east, you're in.
Oh, so you're eligible. Adjusted. Okay.
Yes, I all adjusted right. it. So around I-16 and south, around I-75 and east.
You adjusted it.
Yes. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Formula didn't do it. Jason Bishop did. That's all I.
I'm just giving the I'm giving the formula.
Go ahead.
Okay. At number 10, checking in for the first time this season at number 10, the Warner Robins Demons come in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They check in at 10.
Yes.
Two-time defending state champions. They check in a power pole at 10. There you go.
At number 9, with a 33-8 scrimmage win over Southwest Macon, the Tift Area Panthers come in on their first ever trip into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Tift Area, who's about to get beat tonight. The Southeast, no, by the Bullock Academy Gators.
We'll see. At number 8, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets over in Jessup check in at number 8.
They dropped.
They dropped a few spots.
They dropped a few spots for what? Winning?
Well, they didn't play a second scrimmage game.
Oh, that's right. The formula penalizes people that have a bye week.
No, that's not true. Inaccurate.
And by the way, Wayne County is going to beat the brakes off the Bradwell Institute Tigers tomorrow night in Hinesville. Well, at historic Olvey Field.
That's actually tonight.
Or tonight.
Yeah. At number 7, checking in with a 28-0 win over Carver Columbus, the Lee County Trojans check in at the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 7.
Last week, the poll forgot about Lee County.
And it got corrected.
Yeah, got corrected.
At number 6, with a 31-3 scrimmage win over Thomasville, the number 6 team this week, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Somehow Valdosta got forgotten about last week, too.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, autocorrect.
At number 5, with a 36-0 win over Cairo, the Ware County, Cairo's a good team, the Ware County Gators come in at number 5.
Somehow Ware County got left out of the poll last week. Or the way, I almost said Waycross, excuse me.
Yeah, don't do that. At number 4, with a 43-0 win on the road all the way up in Somerville, South Carolina, the Camden County Wildcats check in at number 4.
Who does play-by-play for the Camden County Wildcats?
Well, that would be Jason Bishop.
Oh, okay. There you go.
At number 3, with a 14-0 win over the Statesboro Blue Devils in a scrimmage game, the number 3 team this week, the Medder Tigers.
Medder's ranked higher than Camden, Ware, Valdosta, Lee, and Warner Robins. Wow. Just wow.
Are you complaining?
No, I'm just saying,
Again, I'm trying to explain the premise to you. For those folks that don't understand, I'm not saying that Team Y can beat Team X just because they're ranked ahead of them.
Wow.
What I'm saying is that Team Y versus Team X is going to do better or has done better in their schedule, what's in front of them.
Who's done better than Warner Robins the last couple of years?
Again, you see, you keep taking it back to that. That's not what this is. This is... how well these teams have done in their schedule.
Well, who's done better than Warner Robins in their schedule?
And that's why they're ranked.
Why are they ranked behind Medder, who got beat 49-7?
These are only preseason rankings based upon what they've done in the preseason.
Wow.
Jeez. At number 2, with a 7-0 win over MCA in a jamboree and a 17-0 win over Long County in a jamboree, number 2, the Brunswick High Pirates in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Well, you know, it's about time you got some things right with this poll. I mean, I'll just leave that there. There you go.
Who calls games for the Brunswick High Pirates?
Your dad.
And?
whatever that guy's name
is. That guy's name's Kip Ranch is what his name is. And the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the first time this team has ever been ranked number one in these rankings, with a 24-14 win over Worth County last week, an 8-7 win in a both scrimmage games over Lowndes 2 weeks ago. The number one team this week, the Tift County Blue Devils in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Who's about to lose to the Coffee County Trojans whenever they tee it up this weekend. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Let's recap.
Wow.
At number 10.
That's your recap. Wow.
Go ahead.
At number 10, Warner Robins. Number 9, Tift Area. 8, Wayne County. 7, Lee County. 6, Valdosta. At number 5, the Ware County Gators. Number 4, Camden. 3, the Metter Tigers. 2, Kipps Brunswick High Pirates. And the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings is the Tift County Blue Devils.
Let me ask you a serious question, man. Do you have a new girlfriend in Metter or something?
We've already been over this.
I'm asking a question, man. Do you have a new girlfriend or a new acquaintance over
in the... A new acquaintance. I like how you put that. A new acquaintance.
Over in the Metter area. Well, I'm asking for a friend.
For a friend. Well, of course, the answer to this question, as I have said many times, the answer is no. I just understand how good the Metter Tigers are, and you won't come to the party.
I mean, I'll call Maurice Freeman at Quitman and ask him how good the Metter Tigers are if you want me to.
I mean,
I'll take his word for it.
You're making reference that Maurice Freeman's team beat Metter last year in the playoffs. That's what you're trying to do.
I mean, I can call Coates right now and find out, get the skinny on the Metter Tigers.
What round was that, by the way? Wasn't that the Final Four?
Yeah, it was in the Final
Four.
Okay. At home.
Okay.
49-7.
Okay.
Yeah, Metter got beat at home 49-7. Yeah, thought I'd throw that in there. Oh, okay.
They didn't play well.
Yeah, of course they didn't.
They didn't play well.
They ran into a buzzsaw.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Bennett Automotive, and by Parker's. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to the Bennett Automotive Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and number one in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, and number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you, a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you have our listeners up in the Jessup area believe that Metter would beat the Wayne County Yellow Jackets?
Again, you're missing the whole point of the rankings are not who can beat who. The rankings are how good a team is doing on their schedule.
I mean, I'm asking you a question. Nobody's played a schedule yet. This is a preseason poll. So
that's
I'm
right.
asking you a direct question that I would like to have an answer to you. So you're telling me that the Metter Tigers are a better football team than the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Oh, there you go.
Off to break we go. No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, the Georgia Bulldogs are national champions. Get down to Cunningham Jewelers and pre-order your limited edition Waterford Commemorative Crystal National Champions football. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to remind you Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now we are heading to that portion of the show where Kip just basically hijacks the show, does what he wants, and I contractually can say nothing about it.
That's negotiated with management in my new contract. I feel like, you know, I feel like some of these new young Braves, you know, you get a favorable contract and you can pretty much do what you want to do.
It's the Kip's Butt Hurt List.
Welcome to this week's Butt Hurt List, Jason. This is always, as always, interactive and, as always, the most highly rated segment in the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. So you ready to get going?
Take off.
Number five on the Butt Hurt List this week, the Washington Nationals. They hold the distinguished honor, the Nats do, of being the first team in Major League Baseball to reach the 80-loss plateau. 119 games in, by the way. They've reached the 80-loss plateau this year. 43 games left, which means that they have to play 500 baseball until the end of the season to avoid the dreaded 100-loss club.
Ooh.
They've got to play above 500 baseball to stay out of that club this year.
Zimmerman, Rendon, Bryce Harper, Scherzer, all of these talented guys no longer there. Soto.
Gone.
Trey Turner.
Gone.
Man.
Now they're left with 80 losses, 120 games into the season. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Atlanta Falcons. You want to know why?
I pick your reason.
Because you only got a third-round draft pick for Matt Ryan. Calvin Ridley suspended for an entire year. He won't be back. And the assumption that Marcus Mariota is going to be your long-term answer at quarterback is an absolute joke. No playmakers on the offense. The Atlanta Falcons going nowhere.
I did see some exciting Atlanta Falcons news this week. The offensive staff is going to put in special packages for Felipe Franks to play quarterback.
Like I said, no playmakers in this offense. Wow, the Atlanta Falcons.
Felipe.
Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Chicago Bears.
Why?
They've done nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing to surround Justin Fields with talent so that he can develop as a quarterback. Name me a starting wide receiver for the Chicago Bears.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. Okay, Khalil Mack's gone. Roquan Smith is requesting trades. The Chicago Bears are a photo of a classic dumpster fire.
Okay.
They're going nowhere fast. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the Tennessee Titans. You want to know why?
Yes.
They let A.J. Brown and Julio Jones walk, and they replaced them with Robert Woods, who's coming off an ACL injury.
I like Robert Woods.
And Treylon Burks, a rookie out of Arkansas. So tell me how the Tennessee Titans have gotten better on offense. Keep in mind, you still have Ryan, I'll throw an interception when it matters the most, Tannehill in your offense. And then you've got Derrick Henry, who everybody in the league is going to key on. The Tennessee Titans, they're not going anywhere until they have some philosophical changes. They have no playmakers at wide receiver. They have no quarterback, and they have a great running back, but he's going to get keyed on.
Well, I think as long as they have Derrick Henry,
there might be a wild card. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, okay. The Cleveland Browns. It came down the wire today that Deshaun Watson's gone for 11 games now.
You mean yesterday?
Yesterday. Today. I read it today. Your season is over before it started.
11 games. From 6 to 11.
Your season's over. Your season is over.
And I still contend with this. It doesn't matter how many games they suspend him. As long as he's capable of taking the field in a Browns jersey for the next 2 or 3 years, they'll gladly deal with however many games they lose this year.
Oh, by the way, he's got a $5 million fine to pay, too. NFL's Roger Goodell was out to get him. You know, there's a reason why the Cleveland Browns are only one of four teams that's never made it to the Super Bowl.
Who are the other four?
I mean, the Jaguars, the Houston Texans, and the Detroit Lions, and the Cleveland Browns are the four teams that have never made it to the Super Bowl, and the Lions and the Browns have been around a long time.
I'm trying to think of another team that hasn't been there, but I'm drawing a blank.
Who?
Yeah, the Falcons have been there.
Yeah.
I was about to throw out the Falcons, and then I remembered 31-3.
The Texans, the Browns, the Lions, and the Jaguars are the only teams that have never appeared in the Super Bowl.
That's a nice little snippet, Kip.
I come to this show throwing facts around, dude.
I'm actually kind of proud of you that brought that with you today, because that's the first time in 7 years you brought anything.
I come to this show, I come prepared for high school football predictions. You sit here and want to sit on the fence, and I'm throwing knowledge nuggets at you, man, by the boatload, and you're just sitting here like a sponge soaking it all in.
What I do.
Cleveland Browns, number one on the butt hurt list. You've mortgaged your future for a quarterback you're not going to have this season. So 2023, first on the NFL draft order, the Cleveland Browns.
And that'll be a win for Cleveland, because then they go get an impact player, and then they'll have their impact quarterback for the entire year.
But you've salvaged the season, and you've wasted Nick Chubb.
For 1 year.
Fantasy owners, beware of Nick Chubb, because he's going to get keyed on this year, because the Browns don't have a quarterback. So think wisely before you make your selections at running back.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Girls. You love it. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Bennett Automotive Group. If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brrr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon. Check us out online, parkersga.com. All right, so the Big Ten just pulled a power move and dropped the mic yesterday.
Yes, they did.
They signed a $7 billion contract with three networks, Fox, NBC,
CBS,
and CBS. Those three networks will all, starting in 2024, they will broadcast Big Ten football on Saturdays. So what this really means, or part of what this means, is for college football fans in the South that turn on college football on Saturdays and then you scroll and try and find a game and you come across that game on ESPN where it's Purdue and Illinois and you just keep on going. That game will now be on either Fox or CBS or NBC, and your noon game will be Arkansas-Mississippi State.
You could have, going at one time, I mean, it's the way I read the contract, correct me if I'm wrong, is during the selected time slots on all three of the networks, they will have Big Ten football, right?
That's correct.
So you could have three Big Ten games on at one time on the major, some Fox, CBS, and NBC, and the Big Ten championship game rotates through those three networks like the Super Bowl does.
And I think there, and I'd have to go back and look at the contract. I have seen it, and I was just trying to read through it really quick before we went on the air. I think there is a caveat to that. I think the 3:30 CBS game is the only one that will have a Big Ten game at 3:30 on Saturdays, if okay. I'm not mistaken. I'd have to go back and look, but I think that's what that contract says.
So that'll be
says.
The national broadcast.
Right.
So they'll pick the Big Ten game of the week and play it, have it on CBS on Saturdays at 3:30.
And so here's what this means in the college football landscape, okay? You're going to have the SEC air on ESPN and ABC. You're going to have the Big Ten air on NBC, on CBS and on Fox. And so now you got to ask yourself, if you're the ACC and you're the Big 10, or excuse me, the Big 12 and the Pac-12, where are your games going to air nationally?
Doesn't ESPN own the ACC network? I believe they do. So would it be still ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12 football on ESPN?
Well, let me ask you this question. 3:30, are you going to air Georgia, Florida, or are you going to air North Carolina, NC State?
You're going to air Georgia, Florida.
Okay, end of conversation.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be in some – they probably will play on ESPN.
ESPN Plus.
And ESPN Plus and ESPN 2, just not in big time slots.
And so here's the bigger deal. If you're the Pac-12 and the Big 12, the Big 10 at 3:30, they can air Ohio State, Michigan. The SEC at 3:30, they can throw Alabama, LSU.
But if you look at ABC and what they have been doing, you could see a Georgia-Florida game at 8 p.m. prime time on ABC.
Well, that's a possibility. But let me come back to my point. The Big Ten could do 3:30 game Ohio State-Michigan, Alabama-LSU 3:30 on ESPN or ABC. Even if ESPN puts the ACC on ABC, the ACC could still do Miami, Florida State, right? But the Big 12, Pac-12, what's your premier matchup going to be?
Oregon and Arizona?
UCF and Oklahoma State? I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a big believer in UCF, but, you know, sometimes you just got to call a duck here, and this is one of those times I'm calling a duck. That doesn't have the cachet that Miami, Florida State has.
So what happens to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
Another great point, because NBC has their contract through 2024, and so when that contract ends, NBC's picking up the Big Ten contract, so there's no room for Notre Dame football on NBC. ESPN is obligated to the SEC, ABC, same thing. Maybe ESPN does ACC games, I'm not sure. And so what happens to Notre Dame football nationally?
Do they join the ACC to save that conference, or do they get absorbed by the Big Ten? Or do they come to the SEC, Notre Dame?
What's going to end up happening is now the writing is on the wall for the Big Ten and, excuse me, the Big 12 and the Pac-12. They are done.
They are done. They're going to be a Conference USA or a Sun Belt or something like that. That's what they're going to evolve into.
You're going to see teams begin to defect out of there, even the new additions that the Pac-12 and the Big 12 have made, like the UCFs of the world. You know, and that's, I feel great about that. I think UCF is going to go from the Atlantic Athletic Conference to the Big 12 to jumping over to the ACC or the SEC, which is tremendous for them.
Atlantic Athletic Conference.
I knew that you knew it.
Wow. Atlantic Athletic Conference.
American Athletic Conference.
So basically what you're saying is they're going from being in a nobody conference to expanding into a nobody conference.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great sir.
What I'm saying to you is that they are going from a conference that got no respect to being a better team in conferences
that have no respect. There you go.
Well, the Big 12 is a better respected conference by you than the AAC, as well as the ACC.
Not now.
UCF is going to end up in the ACC.
Not with Oklahoma and Texas leaving. The Big 12 has zero respect for me. Although I do like Iowa State. I respect Matt Campbell. I think he's a good coach.
End of the day, what we're going to see is with this move by the Big 10, the last two conferences left standing as far as money and television rights and expansion and who has who in the conference is going to be the Big 10 and the SEC.
Big 10 scheduling. How's it going to incorporate USC and UCLA?
That's another big win for them as they get this contract, because they are now like they are now the only conference that is coast to coast.
Does USC and UCLA go into the Big Ten West and they kick somebody over to the east, or how are they going to do that? Or go to the pod system?
I think you're going
to
see the end. Yeah, more of a pod system. I think you're going to see the end of divisions as we know it.
SEC's going to a pod too, by the way.
Service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Guys, the Georgia Bulldogs are national champions. Get down to Cunningham Jewelers and pre-order your limited edition Waterford Commemorative Crystal National Champions football. Cunningham Jewelers would also like to remind you Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, in the break we were talking about what, you know, further about the college football television money and expansion. And I told Kip, if I was the Big Ten, I would be super hard pursuing the ACC powers in Miami, Florida State, and Clemson to get into that southern market. And if I was the SEC, I would be going hard after Washington and Oregon in that Pacific Northwest area where the SEC is currently not.
Would it be just a Notre Dame to the SEC? What would that do to the landscape?
Well, number one, it keeps Notre Dame on television, for starters, which I think is going to be a big factor in if they do join a conference. Because, look, their deal with NBC is going to be up, and when it's up, then what? Because all the major networks are filled with other conferences, and so Notre Dame will not be televised nationally. Like, and I can't even remember, right? Like, I'm 41 years old, and I've been a college football fan since late teens, early 20s, and I don't remember Notre Dame not playing on NBC.
Or not playing on TV at all. I mean, I can remember Notre Dame, you know, being on the national ABC broadcasts a lot. I mean, Notre Dame's always been on television. Then they signed the exclusive deal with NBC where every one of their games basically is on NBC every Saturday. And NBC decided to go in another direction. So What does that mean for the Irish? Do they join a conference? Finally, they play in the ACC and non, you know, everything but football. So they do they join the ACC now in football and just become a full-time member? That's the only thing in my mind that can save the ACC right now.
So Notre Dame to the ACC saves. And you're right. You're right. At the end of the day, because I don't think once you start talking the television money and where the money is and all the networks that are spending money for these conferences, you're going to see Miami, Florida State, and Clemson jump ship. And the ACC has to have those three teams to survive. And I don't think they're going to stay.
I mean, Notre Dame, where do they land? Where does Florida State, Miami, and Clemson land? Where does North Carolina, Virginia, and Duke land? I mean, there's a lot of – where's Oklahoma State land? Where's Oregon and Washington land? Where's Arizona and Arizona State land?
Another thing that I think is going to happen is with all these teams that are coming into different conferences, like I said, I think there's going to end up being two conferences left standing. When all of this happens – and you've got teams like in the SEC, they're like Vanderbilt, right? Or at the very bottom. Well, you're going to have to make some room for the Oregons of the world and for the Florida States of the world to be able to come into your conference. I think teams like Vanderbilt and perennial bottom, I don't want to say bottom feeders, but teams that are typically at the bottom of your conference are going to start getting dropped by these major conferences to make room for the powers that have.
Yeah. I mean, Tulane at one time until the 1960s was an SEC school.
I did not know that.
I mean, Georgia Tech was an SEC school.
I knew that.
I mean, so you got to look. The evolution has taken place over time. Do you see a day where the Vanderbilts are no longer part of the SEC?
Yes, it's coming.
Sewanee, you know, University of the South, was an SEC school.
Didn't know that.
Way back.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Vanderbilt would fit in great with Conference USA.
And could compete.
Yes, yeah, that's a great point. And would compete.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
they can't compete in football in the SEC. They compete in other sports, but they can't compete in football.
I also want to talk about you and I being both high school football fans. The regions are changing, right? Every 2 years, the regions realign. They have realigned. It's the first year of the new region contracts, and so for the high school football fans, we just want to run these things down really quick since it is the first Friday of high school football season. And so let's start all the way at the top in 1-7-A. 1-7-A sees Richmond Hill join that region. It sees Tift leave, and also Valdosta comes back. So that region is Camden, Richmond Hill, Valdosta, Lowndes, and Colquitt. I'll take Colquitt.
I'll take Colquitt as well.
1-6-A, Houston, Lee, Northside, Thomas County Central, the newly number one ranked Tift County Blue Devils in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and Veterans. I'll take Lee County.
I'll take Lee County, too, since you have them ranked behind Tift this week. Yeah, that shows how stupid these rankings are.
Again, it's what they have done in their schedule.
Same region. You got them picked Lee to win the region, but you got them ranked six spots behind Tift County. Thank you.
2-6-A, Brunswick High, Effingham, Evans, Glen, Grovetown, Lakeside, Evans, and South Effingham. I will take Brunswick to win that region.
I'm going to take the Pirates as well. Shocker, right?
In 1-5-A, Bradwell, Coffee, Greenbrier, Jenkins, Statesboro, and Ware. I had picked Statesboro, went on a limb to win this region, and now I'm just a little gun-shy about taking them, so I'm going to change my pick from Statesboro to the Ware County Gators.
I'm going to pick the Coffee County Trojans to win that region.
It's not a bad pick. It's hard to go wrong with coffee. In 3-4-A, Benedictine, In 3-4-A, Benedictine, Burke Islands, New Hampstead, Southeast Bullock, and Wayne County. I'm taking Benedictine. I think it's between Wayne and Benedictine. I'll take Benedictine.
I picked the Jackets to be a 2 seed and host a home playoff game in the first round.
And Jay Boshaw wins Coach of the Year in the state.
Yeah, after 1-9.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Were they 1-9 or 0-9? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. In 3-3-A, Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Johnson, Liberty, Long, Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day. I'll take Calvary Day.
Ouch. Ouch. I'm not picking that. I'm not wasting my time on a pick there. Go ahead.
He has no respect for the private Savannah.
I'll take Liberty County.
Oh, wow. There okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
In 1-2A, Berrien, Cook, Dodge, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, Sumter County, and Worth County, I'll take Fitzgerald.
I'll take Jeff Davis.
How about that? You have finally come onto the Jeff Davis boat.
I'll pick Jeff Davis, Fitzgerald winner, win that region.
Hazelhurst folks will be ecstatic.
I mean, I'm a big Hazelhurst supporter. I mean, Hazelhurst is a great.
This is what he does.
This is a great. Hazelhurst is a great town.
I've been touting
Jeff. I love Jeff Davis County.
I've been touting Jeff Davis for years, and this guy, this is what he does.
I mean, the Dairy
Queen.
He's
been telling you how bad Jeff Davis is for 3 years, and I've been telling you that they are on their way, and they have gotten to that point.
You would not find a better Dairy Queen in South Georgia than the one in Hazelhurst. Fantastic.
Okay. In 3-2A, Appling, Brantley, Pierce, Tatnall, Toombs, Vidalia, Windsor Forest. I'm going to take Appling.
Windsor Forest is in that region?
Yes, they are.
Ouch. Appling, Pierce, Appling, Pierce, Pierce, Appling, Pierce, Appling.
Is that all you heard? That's what you heard?
Where are they playing that game at?
I don't have a schedule in front of me.
I'll say the Pierce County Bears.
Okay. All right. Region 1-1A. Bacon, Brooks, Irwin, Pelham. I will take Irwin.
I'll take Brooks.
2-1A. Bleckley, Dublin, East Lawrence, Jefferson County, and Swainsboro. I will take Swainsboro.
I'll take Dublin.
Not a bad pick either. 3-1A, Bryan County, Claxton, Metter, Savannah, and Screven. I will take the Tigers from Candler County.
I'll take Metter.
That's Metter.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Atkinson, Charlton, Clinch, Lanier, and Turner. I will take Clinch.
I'll take Clinch as well.
ECI, this is 3-1A Division 2. Remember, they divided single A into two divisions. So 3-1A Division 2, ECI, Jenkins, MCA, Montgomery, and Portal. I'm taking the Buccaneers over in Darien to win this region.
I'm going
to
take the Emanuel County Institute.
Wow. Okay. This is the Bulldogs, by the way. And GISA 2-3A, Frederica, Bullock, Pinewood, St. Andrews, Trinity Christian. I will take Pinewood.
I'll take Pinewood as well.
GISA 3-3A, Brookwood, Southland, Tift area, Valwood. I'll take Valwood.
I'll take Tift area.
GISA 2-2A, Memorial Day, Robert Toombs, Southwest Georgia, and Terrell. I'll take Terrell.
I won't be taking Robert Toombs in nothing.
Yeah, good idea. And GISA 4-2A, Augusta Prep, Briarwood, Edmund Burke, Thomas Jefferson. I'll take Briarwood.
Briarwood.
You're taking Briarwood too?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. It is here, the official kickoff of high school football, and here are some games around the area that we should all pay attention to. The Statesboro Blue Devils will host the Glen Academy Red Terriers at Womack Field. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets head over to Hinesville to take on the Bradwell Tigers. The Bullock Academy Gators will host another GISA power in the Tift area Panthers. The Ware County Gators will head over to Jimmy Swain Stadium in Baxley to take on the Appling County Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.